Noble House by James Clavell, Part 1. Copyright 1981 by James Clavell. This full-length reading was published by arrangement with Leopard Publishing Company Limited and was produced in 2001 by Books on Tape Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. This book is read by John Lee. Of course, this is a novel. It is peopled with imaginary persons and companies, and no reference to any person or company that was or is part of Hong Kong or Asia is intended. I would also like to apologize at once to all Hong Kong Yan, all Hong Kong persons, for rearranging their beautiful city, for taking incidents out of context, for inventing people and places and streets and companies, and incidents that, hopefully, may appear to have existed, but have never existed. For this, truly, is a story. June 8, 1960. Prologue. 11:45 p.m. His name was Ian Dunross, and in the torrential rain he drove his old MG sports car cautiously around the corner into Dirk's Street, that skirted the Struan building on the waterfront of Hong Kong. The night was dark and foul. Throughout the colony, here on Hong Kong Island, across the harbour in Kowloon, and the new territories that were part of the China mainland, streets were almost totally deserted, everyone and everything battened down, waiting for Typhoon Mary. The number 9 storm warning had been hoisted at dusk, and already 80 to 100 knot gusts came out of the tempest, that stretched 1,000 miles southward.